This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Democratic National Convention opens in Boston in less than 2 weeks. And today, Democrats announced their partial lineup of speakers. Apart from John Kerry and John Edwards, delegates will hear from former Presidents Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter, from a would-be president, Al Gore, and from the son of a Republican president, Ron Reagan. The Republican convention follows in August in New York City, and social conservatives are complaining they're being left out of the GOP primetime lineup, which features moderate Republican speakers. For more on convention planning, we're joined by NPR's Mara Liasson. And Mara, let's look first at the Democratic convention. What kind of lineup does this look like here?
Well, it looks like a lineup that is designed to emphasize the Democrats' theme for the convention, which is stronger at home, respected in the world. National security is a big issue this year, so they're going to be putting forward a face that says, we can handle the war on terrorism, we can handle the war on Iraq. That's an issue where Democrats have generally done more poorly than Republicans in voters' minds. So the convention is designed with some of that in mind. But the first night you will hear from former President Bill Clinton, who is controversial but not among the Democrats who will be in the hall. Very, very popular figure in the party, somebody who can give a great speech, and somebody who I think in the years since he's been out of office, his reputation has probably improved a bit to the point where Monica Lewinsky at least is receding into the background.
This is a convention in Boston, and delegates will be hearing from the senior senator from Massachusetts, Ted Kennedy, who most people would agree represents the old school liberal wing of the Democratic Party.
Well, there's no doubt about that. And someone whose speech at a Democratic convention in the past was probably one of the most stirring memories for many Democrats. And he really carries the banner for liberals, especially on domestic policy. And that is what I understand he will be talking about, not the war in Iraq. He's been very, very outspoken about the war. He said that it was based on a lie. And that is not what he will be addressing the Democratic convention about.
And one wild card here, Ron Reagan, who will be speaking about stem cell research, something he's saying will not be a political speech, but about this one issue.
That's right. He won't be calling for the defeat of President Bush. Ron Reagan is not actually a Republican, even though he is the son of the Republican icon, Ronald Reagan. But he has been quite outspoken in his support for stem cell research. So has his mother, Nancy Reagan. It's a type of research that many people think will provide great breakthroughs to help cure diseases like Alzheimer's. But he says this speech will not be a political speech. Still, it's a coup of some sort for the Democrats to get him, and it's an embarrassment of some sort for the Republicans. But it's not the equivalent to, for instance, Senator Zell Miller, the Democratic senator from Georgia, who will be speaking at the Republican convention in New York at the end of August. He's a conservative Democrat who's broken with his party, who is supporting the reelection of President Bush, and who actually, back in 1992, gave the keynote address for Bill Clinton.
So Zell Miller, the Democrat, speaking for the Republicans at their convention in New York. Who else are we going to be hearing from in August in New York City?
Well, the Republicans have an interesting lineup. On the first night, you'll hear from former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who really was the hero of 9/11. And for the Republican Party, he has become an icon for the way he handled himself during the World Trade Center attacks. You'll also hear from John McCain, someone who's kind of the Democrats' favorite Republican. The next night, you'll hear from the governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is a movie star, celebrity, and now a popular governor, a successful governor in California. And all three men are mavericks. They represent the moderate wing of the party. At least Schwarzenegger and Giuliani are pro-abortion rights, pro-gay rights. But this is a trend that's been happening in the Republican conventions ever since 1992, when Pat Buchanan, with a kind of hard right message talking about a cultural war, really hijacked the convention in Houston and put forward an image that hurt then President Bush. The Republicans have been trying to present a very moderate face, and they're going to try to do it again in New York in 2004.
This sounds very similar to the Philadelphia convention in 2000, the compassionate conservative convention that launched George W. Bush. Do you think we'll be hearing talk about abortion, about gay marriage, the social issues that conservatives really seem to care about at this convention?
Well, I think that to the extent that cultural issues will be present, they will take a back seat. And it's to the point that some religious conservatives are complaining, as they did in 96 and 2000, that the core constituency of the party is not getting the kind of prominent place on the podium as they should.
NPR's Mara Liasson. Mara, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.